This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
And it's just gone 4 o'clock here on your Thursday afternoon. It's goddamn hot outside if you're here in Melbourne. And it is time once again for the CNC Drive Factory with Chris, Cam. Tristan's with us as well. G'day, Tristan.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Cam.
Good afternoon, Chris, and good afternoon to all you hotties as well.
A big, big thank you to Warren for
Who was that masked man?
That'd be Warren.
Our newbie.
Yeah, well, he's not so new.
No, but for us.
We've got new noobs.
Oh, yes, big news for our newbies coming up soon.
What's coming up in the show today, Cam?
Now, it's hot outside, so we will bring you all today's cool news, people. New Zealand has once again beaten us to the punch. How dare they? There is possible Gogglebox news. It could be exciting. And what the hell is testicle ironing? Now, Make It or Break It is back, and it's Bananarama versus Steps. Chris versus Cam. Coming up a bit later, Joy members can go in the draw to win a massive Sony CD prize pack. And Barrel Girl Harriet will be in Custom Reflection. Minion Tristan will just stay cool. Daddy Cool, Tim Lennox, will have all the news, and we'll have your train, tram, and traffic updates too.
Music coming your way in the next half an hour. We've got Cyrus in the mix, Anya Nissen, Alcazar, and Ollie Murs all there as well. Right now, let's go with Booty Love, Some Kind of Rush on Joy. Brand new for Cyrus. He's the winner of X Factor this year. That one's called Stone. I'm loving that one. You're on Joy 94.9, 10 and minutes past four.
I will say, just as a little preview, that song on Cyrus's album is part of the Sony Music CD prize pack that we will be giving away after 5 o'clock to only Joy members, of course.
And there are so many reasons why you should be a Joy member right now, but we'll go into that a little bit later as well.
See, all still to come, but we've got really, really big news.
Have we?
I know. We like to say big news, but we've got big news. Go on, Chris. Give me the sound effect. We have to say, yes, we've expanded the team here at the CNC Drive Factory on Joy 94.9.
We'll be running out of chairs soon.
I know. And after a mere 5 years, we've got a podcaster.
Yay. I forgot to get the
that
clap
was
ready.
So clever, Chris.
Well, that's my Kermit the Frog imitation.
Oh.
Yay. You can imagine my little green arms flapping.
I can see them. So we've got to say welcome to the team, to Madeline.
Welcome, Madeline.
We do have to admit that we did inherit her from the grave of
Dalton's died yesterday and we got a podcaster today. It's fantastic.
I'm not sure if the two things are linked, but anyway, let's not worry about it.
No, it is.
Oh, that's right. So we probably shouldn't have put that knife in, should we? No. But we do want to say welcome aboard to Madeline. So hopefully there'll be some stuff for her to podcast, which you'll be able to get at joy.org.au.
/CNC Drive.
That one, yes. Because we've always been a bit, you know, quiet on the podcast front.
Always done our interviews.
Yes.
But we're going to podcast so you can get the highlights of the show.
Where's that cricket noise again?
Joy 94.9, 17 minutes past four. It is the CNC Drive Fact. Chris and Cam, Tristan's here with us as well.
Chris, have you got my We Got One sound effect?
No, I've gotten. It's gone now.
Anyway, well, if you now think about that sound effect we just did with the We Got One from Ghostbusters, we'd just like to say welcome to the family, the Joy family, that is, to Jenny from Brunswick.
Yay, welcome, Jenny.
Family membership, welcome aboard, or welcome to Renewal Land, whichever one it happens to be. Now, we've got to say to Jenny, that means you are in the 94 Days of Summer draw, and particularly this current week's prize.
I know. This week, you could win a fabulous prize to go along to the Rock City New Year's Day party, the Railway Hotel.
Which I believe is sold out.
Yeah, that's right. This is a VIP gold pass for you and six of your friends. 12 noon, or you go, and you can go along 12 noon. That's the day party, 12 till 9. Then a limo ride with champagne to the Rock Candy Party on New Year's night. A track.
And you'll be treated like a star.
And you're in the draw to win that amazing prize just because you joined up during the 94 days, #94days, of summer membership campaign in this first week. And there will be equivalent prizes every week of the 94 days.
And you just got to listen to Tuesday Breakfast and James, Jess and Christina will let you know every week who that week's winner was. Is.
Tuesday Drive.
Was it Tuesday Drive? You sure?
I think so. Oh, no, it says Tuesday.
See, Chris, sure. Sometimes you need to listen to me.
See, they changed this. I didn't go to one meeting and they changed it. I'm sure we'd agreed on Tuesday Drive. Anyway.
James pulled rank and he it's did. With him now.
Yes.
So welcome, board. If you do want to become a member at any time during the 94 days or at any time at all, just go to joy.org.au or give us a call, 1-300-JOY-949.
Barrel girl Harriet will take your credit card details.
Oh, yeah, she's very happy to do that. Mm. Now, we've got to also get a message in from Tony on 0427-JOY-949. He wanted to know if our beautiful, lovely girl, Rosie, had forgiven us yet for dropping her off at the hospital, saving her life for 2 days.
Yeah. She sort of has. Almost.
She still won't hop on the bed with us.
No, she won't. She will not get on the bed.
I tried to push her up there and she's like, no.
I actually think that because when she was really, really sick, she actually fell off the bed and that was when we basically discovered that she couldn't stand up anymore. And I actually think that's probably the last thing she remembers before she got admitted to hospital. So she's decided that falling off the bed is not a good thing and she won't get back up there. So that's probably why that is. She's still not playing with her toys, but she's eating like a monster.
Oh my
her
God,
appetite
yes.
is back. Mm-hmm. And, she's very alive and very much, pretty much back to being normal.
And on a hell of a lot of tablets a day.
Yes.
Forever.
Forever. But that's okay.
No, you've got to do what you got to do.
She's our little big girl. So thanks, Tony, for your interest. Yes, and anyone else who's interested in how St. Bernard is running after her little dash with mortality there. But she's all cool. She's yep. pretty good.
Just check out hashtag RosieDog on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram if you want to keep up with her.
Absolutely. Now, we are playing Make It or Break It
yes.
after 5 o'clock. The last time we played Make It or Break It, you were certain you were a shoo-in for a win.
Last time we were doing it, I was winning until bloody DJ Mike Evans rallied his troops up.
Yeah.
And got on the phone and put you over the line by one.
And wham, beat Alcazar.
And that was a bloody disgrace to humanity as well.
Well, you know, Wham versus Alcazar is pretty close to Bananarama versus Step. So I reckon my prediction is it's going to go the same way today.
Quite possible.
In the meantime, here's Alcazar on Joy. 94.9, 24 minutes past. Well, we've got people voting before we even play the song.
I know. Look, I've got to say, thank you for your vote, Anna, between Bananarama and Steps, but you've got to wait till we at least tell you the song.
She's voting for both, but she can't make up her mind.
Oh, and get off that fence.
It's really difficult to make up your mind before you hear the song, Anna. Come on.
But thanks for your input. It has been noted.
We do love that you participate.
We're now at one each. But that will be coming up after 5 o'clock.
Yes. Come on. Now
Wu-Tang Clan.
Who?
Wu-Tang Clan. And if I say Wu-Tang Clan, just bear with me, all right?
Just say because the Wu-Clang Tang.
Yeah, I keep getting their name wrong. But they've been around for like forever.
1992
See?
They started. Yep. They are actually, in 2008, by somebody important, they were ranked as the number one greatest hip-hop group of all time.
Well, there you go. Mm. See, I know of them, I just don't know anything about them. Now, but they did actually do, you probably saw, they did a brand new album, which contained 31 brand new tracks, and they made one copy of it.
Yes.
Literally one copy of it. And then they did it, you know, it's in fancy materials and all sorts of stuff. And they put it up for auction.
They did.
Now, it got sold a week or two ago for £1.3 million.
How much?
£1.3 million.
Holy crap.
And it came with some contractual obligations as well.
It's a double album called Once Upon a Time in Shaolin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one copy.
Yep. It's hand-carved nickel silver case. And it comes with the album inside, obviously. The 31 tracks are contractually obligated not to be released for 88 years, so you can't release them to the public for 88 years. And just
you really want to know, is this, is, you know, at the end of the day, are they going to be like, just total crap or just rubbish and nothing? Or is it just going to be, or is it just going to be hip hop gold that the whole world will miss out on?
Because most people will be dead.
We'll be all dead by the time you can hear it.
Including the man who bought it. Yeah. But just to sweeten the deal, it also came with a pair of customized speakers worth $36,000. That just so sweetened the deal, didn't it? So for $1.3 million.
So one person can listen on their special customized speakers.
Yes. Yes.
But you're not allowed, are you allowed to play it to other people?
No.
You're not allowed to play it to other people?
No, because they might hear it and then talk about it or steal a recording of it.
Oh.
But anyway, but the interesting part of it all was who actually bought it in the end.
Who bought it?
In the end, the name was Martin Shkreli.
Okay.
Does that name ring a bell to you at all?
No.
Well, funnily enough, you will have heard his name before.
Really?
Now, do you remember a little while ago, back in September, I believe it was, when a drug company purchased a drug used to treat AIDS patients?
Yes.
And they hiked up the price of it by 5,000%.
Yeah.
And he was labelled a morally bankrupt sociopath and a scumbag.
Yeah.
He is the one who purchased the album. Yes.
The same guy.
Yes.
Wow.
So you can see that he made a few dollars out of the drug.
Who'd have thought that people would have thought that he was a profiteering bastard, but, you know, he bought an album he can't do anything with for 88 years.
And just to, you know, make it as well, he's actually said he'd like to hear from other bands who would like to write tracks exclusively for him as well.
Oh, so he's a complete wanker.
Yes.
Right.
A morally bankrupt sociopath scumbag wanker.
Got it. Thank you. Wu-Tang Clan, Once Upon a Time in Shaolin.
But I will say I'm not disappointed I can't hear it.
Joy 94.9, it is 20 minutes to 5, CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. Tristan's here as well.
Now, as you all know, unlike here, the US of A has full marriage equality across all of its regular 50 states.
Yes, it does. Its irregular states.
Well, no, they don't necessarily have it in some of the other areas, which count as territories or whatever.
Whatever they
call. Yeah, like Costa Rica and things like that. They sort of operate a little bit differently.
Right.
But in the actual 50 states, it's in due to a Supreme Court decision over there.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody's happy about it.
Huh?
And a Republican lawmaker in Tennessee, that's right, down south, has decided that it's time to fight the power. Fight the power, man. He's trying to void these same-sex marriages. And then you might say, why? Why is he doing this? Is it just because he's a Southern redneck?
Probably.
Is it because he's a Republican?
Probably.
Or is it because God personally spoke to him and said, you need to get rid of this?
Yes.
Which option do you think?
Yes, I take number 3.
That's right. That's right. God actually spoke to him. God said to him, this is a quote from God.
Hey, God. How you doing, dog? That's a throwback to Eurovision a few years ago.
Way back. Yes, God actually said to him, he said, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. I'm not really sure what Israel's got to do with it, but anyway, therefore the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. See, God speaks very biblically when he speaks to people.
Yes.
And he went on to say,
as you would expect.
I know, but a class act, I'm sure. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his wicked ways, and to save his life, the same wicked man shall die of his iniquity, but his blood will require at thine hand. Did you understand that? There was quite a lot of wickedness in there, I understood.
Yes.
But I didn't actually catch any part of what God said to him that said you have to get rid of same-sex marriage. Did you work that out?
No.
Or is wicked God speak for same-sex marriage?
Well,
I'm so confused.
Probably, yes. At least we may as well interpret it that way, because
that's
what we do
with
the Bible, isn't it?
So he's decided he's going to make the moves and try and fight the power, because God told him to.
Excellent. God told me to play the next song.
Although I will say that people like this are often put away, aren't they? In a normal country. Down south in America, they just make them lawmakers.
Or judges. Do you think when Lady Gaga and Beyonce got on the phone, it was a godlike experience?
Hey, God, what you doing up there, dude?
It would be if they called me. You're on Joy. 12 minutes to 5 here on Joy 94.9. Coming up at 5 o'clock will be Daddy Cool Tim Lennox with our news.
His news will keep you cool.
Absolutely.
Just like he is. He's cool.
He's cool.
Like a bow tie. Mm. Now, just before the lovely community service announcements, we were talking about the fabulous Republican lawmaker in the South, in Tennessee, who God told him directly to fight the power and get rid of that wicked gay marriage crap. And so he's going to fight the power.
Cool.
And who was it? Gail. Gail said, now, given that little fella, we should play Hallelujah by Dr. Alban. If we're going to be wicked, that's right, use that word again, we may as well enjoy ourselves.
I'm with you, Gail.
So you know what, Gail? Chris is going to find it and we will play it just a little bit later.
We will.
Just to add some extra wickedness to the day for you.
Because we're so wicked.
I know.
We should be banned.
Well, apparently we're very wicked, so we should be, you know, got rid of like all the wickedness.
Yep.
Speaking of wicked, Justin Bieber. I never speak of the play, Chris. I blanked that from my mind. Justin Bieber. Now, look, you know what I think of Justin Bieber. I think I've made it quite plain the whole way since that boy first appeared as a little cherub playing rubbish crap at the first start.
The whole world is learning to forgive him.
Well, yeah, I know. I still don't forgive him. But, you know, it's like love the sinner, hate the sin. I really can't stand him, but I quite like his new song.
I'm going to record that and play that back to you.
I believe it is being recorded currently. Yes. And if you podcast that, I will get it anyway. But moving on, it's time to support Justin Bieber, but not like you think. It's time to support him to make certain people angry.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, if you remember back about, I don't know, 12 months ago.
Yeah.
There was a little campaign going around to get Taylor Swift onto the Triple J Hottest 100.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know what, this year?
Gee, you made some Joy presenters angry with that campaign.
And I'm going to try it again. This year, it's Bieber for Hottest 100.
I heard.
Now, this started when an online bookmaker actually put up there that he was actually getting bets already.
Okay.
And they put it out there that Bieber for Hottest 100 is a thing. Now, guess who? And of course, you noticed that the person who noticed it first was Justin Bieber.
Right.
So he retweeted that to his 71 million followers on Twitter.
Yes.
It has, as of yesterday morning, it had been retweeted a mere 15,000 times. I'm assuming somewhat more by now. So it's coming along, and this has prompted the betting companies to slash the odds on Justin Bieber making it into the Triple J Hottest 100.
You can bet as much as you like, because at the end of the day, the ABC will go, not a chance in hell.
I know, but it's so funny. As they like to say, it's trolling their poll. The rest of us like to say it's called democracy. I know, what a horrible concept.
Now, there was an article about this in the Herald Sun today.
Well, yeah, but the station manager, who's the acting one there, they're monitoring the situation.
Mostly because those 71 million fans will break the ABC systems if they all vote.
I know, it was so hilarious if Justin Bieber actually got enough votes to make it to number one.
But they still would play.
They'll back him out. I know, but it just makes them look a bit, you know.
What did the Herald Sun say?
Oh, the Herald Sun today, in the hot or not section of the hit guide, they actually put in there, because they mentioned this.
Yeah.
And it was in the hot section. Mm. And they said, well, you know, I'll paraphrase them because I don't have it in front, but they basically said, at least Justin's current song would be better than probably half the crap you're allowed to vote for in the Triple J Hottest 100.
Joy 94.9, 13 minutes to 6. I have to say, a few more messages coming in on Make It or Break It.
Had
a message in from Justin in Sassafras, says Cam got it right, steps forever.
I know.
And then another message in from Tony, who's now been renamed Tony Turncoat, because he says, I could easily be persuaded to change my vote to steps if you win, Cam.
See, so not only might you lose, Chris, but then you might lose worse, because you'll lose one of your votes because you lost.
Can you post vote?
Apparently.
Oh.
I make the rules up as I go, okay?
Well, we're going to keep the vote open until 6 o'clock. Bananarama versus Steps, last thing on your mind. Let us know what you think makes it and which one breaks it. 0427-JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au.
Now, in other news, testicle ironing. Now, I've been teasing you all with this one.
You have.
And funnily enough, testicle ironing was not a thing. And then George Clooney, you know him, he popped up and joked that he had testicle ironing. He actually joked about it.
On a stage somewhere?
On an interview or something like that. And then that sparked an actual trend of people doing this.
No, hang on. People saying they've done this on social media.
And the service is now offered.
But how would someone have it done if it hadn't actually been able to be
offered? It's amazing what those places can all of a sudden offer when the need arises. People came in and asked about it.
Your local salon.
Yes.
Do you offer testicle ironing?
Yes. No. Yes. It is it's a process that tightens the scrotal skin and evens out the skin tone. So all of those providers of testicle ironing can thank George Clooney for inventing this service. If anybody out there has had a bit of testicle ironing,
yeah,
please do not attempt this with an actual iron.
And I don't want photos. I just want to know why.
Because it tightens the scrotal skin and evens out the skin tone for that just ironed look.
That's just stupid. He's actually doing the steps, the last thing on my mind.
Thank you, everyone, for voting steps as the winner over Bananarama.
You are on Joy 94.9.
Where else?
Steps is the biggest winner this week. Mm-hmm.
A quality decision there.
All right, let's get on with this show.
Let's move on. Now we're going to go to New Zealand. Now, I did say New Zealand has beaten us to the punch yet again. Now, as you know, they have same-sex marriage over in New Zealand.
Yes, they do.
We don't have that.
No, they don't. No, we don't.
No. But they've also moved beyond that now.
Really?
They have recognised...
Sheep. No?
That's very old. The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster is now officially authorised in New Zealand to carry out marriage ceremonies. That's right. The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Now, if you're not sure... They are known as Pastafarians.
What?
And they believe that the world was created by an airborne spaghetti and meatball creature. Yes, that's right. It's as much of a joke as Scientology. But in New Zealand, it is now officially they can do marriages.
Is it an official religion?
Or
it's just an official celebrant company.
Yeah, you know.
Called the Church of the whatever it was. What was it?
Let's just say they're marriage celebrants.
Right.
Because let's be honest, it started off as a joke, but New Zealand has taken it now to the nth degree and they can do marriages.
Well, let's face it. If you want to take a joke to the nth degree, no, New Zealand is a great
And I'm guessing you have to wear your religious headgear while getting married, which is a colander.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, let's just say congratulations to our Kiwi cousins.
Oh, congratulations, Kiwis.
Well done. And any of you Pastafarians out there, New Zealand is the place to go to get married. And they'll do same-sex Pastafarian marriages as well.
Sheep.
Or all those opposite-sex ones.
It's always the punchline for a New Zealand joke.
What? Sheep.
Sheep. Hey, I got some new music for you now. If you already are owners of the One Direction album, you would...
Which we just gave away.
There are a number of great songs on there that could have been the third single from Made in the AM, the name of the album. It was probably and most likely, and in fact, radio got sent the track called Infinity on Friday. However, by Tuesday, that had got withdrawn. And a new track got sent out as the single based on the fact that the boys performed this at... on the X Factor finale in the UK, and the fans went insane, rocketing it to the top of the download charts in the UK in about 2 hours flat. So Sony Music went, well, we've got to go with the flow, so let's make history, the next single. And here it is on Joy. DJ producer out of New York, Joe Guthrie. He's very hot. He's very gay as well. Featuring Anaya Day there with You Are Family.
And it's a really good song, that one. Hopefully Anaya is going to be popping her head out here soon. And hopefully she'll be doing that one live. Now let's go across to Europe. Eurovision
news.
Yes, Eurovision will be coming. And don't forget, we will be back for Eurovision next year. Uh-huh. Now we do have to go through the semis. So we may not make the final. You never know.
Well, we came fifth last year. Surely we'll make the final.
Maybe we were a novelty act this last year, but now we're just going to be like one of the crowd. So fingers crossed we get through. But Sweden have announced who is going to be hosting Eurovision 2016 when it pops its way back to Sweden.
And now, see, it was in Sweden, what, 3 years ago?
A couple of years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and it was an amazing broadcast. It was so much fun.
Well, and following on for the brilliance of that, they have decided that Petra Med, I think that's how you say her surname, who was the brilliant host back then, made fun of everything, is, of course, the new host for Eurovision 2016.
Excellent. Love Petra.
And she needed a handbag.
She yes, so, as all good girls do.
So the Swedish Eurovision people have announced that her handbag will be the winner of this year's Eurovision. Måns, now how do you say it?
Zelmerlöw.
There. He will be her handbag and official co-host for the evening.
So not only does he win Eurovision and bring it back to his country, he then gets a TV gig.
That's right.
Wow.
Watched by hundreds of millions of people around the world. So it's going to be, let's be blunt, we're going to be there next year. So we'll be competing. And it will be hosted really, really well.
Excellent. Love it.
And we can just look at Måns. He doesn't have to speak. It's okay. Shh. Just let Petra do all the talking.
You're a joy. Joy 94.9, 22 minutes to 7. That's the brand new one for Jess Glynn. It's called Take Me Home, the Tiësto remix. Loving that one.
Currently, she can do no wrong.
Absolutely.
I think is my opinion of her.
In the studio with us now is the lady who's taking the helm of Stand Up Straight after 7 o'clock tonight. It is Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Hello, boys.
Nice to have you back in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Before we get talking to Michelle, I have news for Michelle.
You make me nervous.
I know I do.
You're making eye contact in a serious fashion.
I know. I might tell people. No, I won't tell people what you did. Like, No. But
you did last summer,
last week. Oh. But as we
Putting
all know,
and dancing. Okay, it's out there. Go
at the Greyhound. Now, Michelle and I. Well, look, let's be honest. We're big fans of Gogglebox. Now, it is actually a UK series originally.
I don't care. Yeah,
that's where the idea came from. Well, in the UK, there is now a Gogglebox spin-off.
No,
and so you never know. Hopefully, this will come here because I'm quite excited by this. Now, it is actually a show where they will only have children watching shows. And it was originally just going to be a Christmas special where they had, you know, six groups of kids watching TV without adults, just kids. Yeah. And so, but then apparently they rather liked what they saw. So they've ordered a 6-episode series for next year of it. And it's not called Gogglebox. It's not called Gogglebox Kids. It's called Goggle Sprogs.
No! Oh, no! Did no one clear that with management or... Oh, no!
So I'd like to put it out there to the Fox, to Foxtel and Channel 10. I want Goggle Sprogs on air next year.
That's a very Australian term that just doesn't mean...
No. We're not going to explain on UK. Air.
No, that word is not used the same way elsewhere.
No, they just mean it as kids.
Yeah.
Yes, I know,
but I want to call that.
No.
No, but in Australia, it's a vastly different type of meaning.
But I'm just actually imagining our 4-year-old niece, Ava, sitting in front of the TV and you're filming her reaction to, like, you know, Barbie's dream house and stuff. There'll be lots of,
No. They're doing regular, the kids will be watching The Great British Bake Off and all sort of stuff like that.
God, the normal TV.
Are they going to slip in anyways Essex or something just to see the kids' reaction?
I hope so.
No, that would be child abuse, wouldn't it?
No, they'll probably only be allowed to watch PG-rated programs.
Yeah. Would we get the, we wouldn't get the saucy, we wouldn't get the real clever, wishy lines that we love about Gogglebox.
You never know.
Oh, no, some of the kids in the family were actually really funny.
Yes, they were.
This time around.
Yeah.
Kids say the darndest things.
You are full of them tonight. You saved that for me for tonight. Thank you very much, Cameron. Oh, that's exciting.
Now, back to you.
Back to you. Stand up straight. What are we doing tonight?
Oh, look, don't we love a recap show? No.
Apparently so.
So it's not, look, it's Christmas next week and we're going to chat.
You've got next week off.
Yes, and the one after.
And
so
the one after.
It's our last one for the year as well. So Michelle and Andrea from Transpositions are coming in, and Clayton, Stephanie and I. And we're going to talk about things that we've done throughout the year, our worst, our favourite song, our favourite movie, the worst movie that we've seen, that kind of thing, and a little bit of a recap of some of the things that have happened under the GLBTI umbrella in the news, and just a bit of fun, a little bit of a quiz sort of thing that we've got about what not to say to gay kids at Christmas and things like that. So just a little bit of fun too, and there may or may not be Mariah Carey. I do apologise. It's my favourite Christmas song.
It's back on the charts again, yeah, as usual.
Top 40 this week.
Yeah. Mariah needs a bigger house, all right? Come on.
Or a breast reduction. I don't know.
No. James Packer James. Likes them like that.
Yeah.
Gosh, we go wrong town, don't we? So quickly.
All right, so a fun little recap show for tonight.
Yeah.
And we may as well mention it at the time. Next week, the CNC Drive Factory is a special four-hour edition.
I know, and on New Year's Eve, it's a special four-hour edition as well.
On New Year's Eve, we'll be doing our top 10 of 2015. Cam will count down his top 10 and I'll count down my top 10. So
do any of them overlap, I wonder?
Oh, we consult.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if we agree on one.
Would.
Yeah. If we agree on one. So we end up with a top 20 that's, equal first, equal second, equal
great
third.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Just semi-serious note. Thank you both enormously for supporting the show and always putting me in a really good mood before I go on to air, whether I like it or not. Even if it's a serious show, I come out of here laughing. So thank you for your support and having me in. And of Clayton and Stephanie as well, who've popped in a bit more toward the latter part of the year.
Our pleasure.
And Michelle, you have a great whatever it is you end up doing next week.
Oh, no, we do Christmas.
Good girl.
Oh, yeah. Got the tree up.
She loves those prezzies.
And the food. And the food.
And the ham. It's true.
You're a wicked one, I tell you.
This is Conrad Sewell on Joy. Joy, who you loving?
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.